The Bloody Country by James Lincoln Collier and Christopher Collier, narrated by Charlie Thurston. Chapter 1. Father told me and Joe Mountain to go berrying up in the old Indian cornfield. They didn't use it any more, and it was full of raspberry bushes, and we knew it was time for them to be ripe. Mother didn't want us to go.
"It isn't safe, Daniel," she said.
"There won't be any British troops back up there. They'll be coming down the river if they come."
"When they come," she said.
"Besides, they're not going to hurt a couple of 9-year-old boys," he said.
"They have Indians with them. You can't trust what those Indians will do."
"The British will keep them under control," father said.
"There are a lot more Indians than British out there. At that fort, they said there were 700 Indians and only 400 whites."
"They aren't going to bother a couple of boys picking berries. Besides, Ben and Joe know the woods around here better than the British do. They won't have any trouble finding places to hide if they have to."
"I don't like it," mother said.
But Joe and I wanted to go. We'd just as soon spend the day picking berries out in the Indian old field as stay around the mill. If we stayed home, father would make us do something hard, like carrying rocks for the dam. Out there in the berry patch, we could sit around and talk as soon as we got our baskets full.
"We'll be careful," I said. "How can you be careful of 700 Indians, Benjamin?" she asked.
"Don't worry about them," father said.
Of course, she couldn't go against father, so she gave in, and Joe Mountain and I got berry baskets and left.